Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you this morning. I think you all know me. If you don't, because you're visiting or you haven't seen me before, I'm Janet Smith, and I come from the Baptist Church just down the road. And I do bring the greetings today at the start of Holy Week from your friends and my worshipping congregation to you today at the start of this Easter Holy Week. So welcome, everyone. It's lovely to have the children with us today, and they're going to be taking part in the service. More will be revealed in a little while, but it's great to have you with us today. So a special welcome to you. So we're going to stand, if we can, and we're going to have our opening call to worship. So if you would, I invite you to join me in the yellow words, and I will say the rest, and then we will follow that with the singing of our first hymns, which I will announce. But during the first singing of the hymns, we will be going around with some palm crosses. So just be warned and be aware to ready to receive those. So let's call ourselves to worship before our God this morning. On this Palm Sunday, then, behold, your King comes to you. He is just, he brings salvation, and he brings peace. Hosanna in the highest. We raise our voices and wave with joyful hope the palms of deliverance of God's people. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Our hearts are filled with expectation as we welcome the coming King. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We receive into the crowded streets of our lives the one who is Saviour, not only of us, but indeed of the whole earth. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest heaven. So would the children like to come and maybe with Jenny or some adults and come and get the palm crosses? So would you like to give them out? There we are, as we sing our first hymn. So we're going to sing two hymns, one after the other, because they are only fairly short. The first one is Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings. And then that's going to be followed by You Are the King of Glory. So let's sing our praises to our God this morning. Thank you, Martin. Number 790, You Are the King of Glory, You Are the Prince of Peace. So I understand from Jenny that you've been going through the Gospel of Luke. And of course, today is Palm Sunday, so in a moment we're going to read Luke's narrative, Luke's account of Palm Sunday, that triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But it's going to be a little bit different because as the children are here this morning, they're going to help us tell the story of that first Palm Sunday. So in a moment, Jenny and I are going to narrate the story as we find in Luke's Gospel, and we're going to have the children retelling that story as we go. So do you want to get into position? Right, okay, so we're reading then from Luke chapter 19 and verses 28 to 38. So I will approach. So when Jesus approached Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples ahead with these instructions. So, go into the village, and there ahead of you, as you enter, you will find a colt tied up, one that's never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks why you're untying it, you shall say, the Lord has need of it.
So they went on their way, and they found everything just as Jesus had told them. As they were untying the colt, so do you want to, a colt is another word for a donkey. Yeah. So do you want to come? You're going to take the donkey with you, so if you untie him.
You're going to bring the donkey to me, thank you.
As they were untying it, the owners said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they answered, "The Lord has need of it." They brought the colt to Jesus. Off you go.
There we are. Wow.
They threw their coats on the colt and they put Jesus on it. As they were going along...
So we're going to go around the church now. So can you come with me with the donkey?
The people spread their coats on the road. If you're ready. Thank you.
Can you see? Spreading coats around.
Does Roman want to join the crowd when they get near you? When Jesus came near Jerusalem, where the road went down the Mount of Olives, the large crowd and his disciples began to thank God and praise him joyfully in loud voices for all the great things they had seen. The words are on here for you to shout.
We wave on. Hosanna!
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven
and glory in the highest.
Can we wave our palms and wave our crosses? Can we do that again?
Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Wow, thank you very much. Thank you, children. So in a moment, the children are going to be going out onto the steps and they're going to be planting, I think, an Easter garden. So hope you have a really good time. And then just before the end, they can't obviously bring the garden back in with them, but they're going to come in and tell us a little bit, hopefully, about what they've been doing. And they're doing and encourage everyone as you go, whether it's down that way or out and round, to have a look at what they've been doing as we go from this place today. So what a special morning. I'm just going to say a prayer, though, for the children as they go out with their leaders. So let's just pray for the children. Father, we thank you for the children and their families. We thank you that you've brought them along today to join in this joyful celebration of Palm Sunday. And we pray that you'd be with them now as they do their planting and that we would hear a little bit about what they've been doing later on in the service. So be with them now and with their leaders. Show them a little bit about yourself this morning that they didn't know before. In your name we pray. Amen. So off you go, children. So we'll see you later. Have a good time. So meanwhile, the rest of us, perhaps you wish you were going out with them, we're going to sing another Palm Sunday hymn, this time from Mission Praise number 9, All Glory, Lord and Honour to Thee, Redeemer King.
Good morning, everyone. A warm welcome to our service today. An interesting and different start. It's so lovely to have the children here, and it really makes it a fun service, and I hope they'll thoroughly enjoy being with us. If you're here for the first time, an extra specially warm welcome to you all. And a specially welcome to Janet, who's with us again today. Thank you, Janet. And also to Martin, our organist. Thank you, Martin. So we look forward this morning to a special service and to hearing from the children and to be able to see the garden that they've planted at the end of the service when we go home. So wonderful. To move on to the general notices for the coming week, we have decided that Oh, it's on the pew slip. We have decided to cancel the first Wednesday, which would have been the 3rd of April, because most of the people that would normally come or the helpers are doing something else or away on holiday. So there won't be a first Wednesday fellowship in April. So perhaps you'll pass a message round to those friends who aren't here today. I will try to let everybody know. The details for the funeral of Irene Ashton are actually on the pew slip, so it will be a private cremation followed by a service of thanksgiving for Irene's life here at 11:30 on the Thursday the 4th of April. So we do hope that many of you will be able to be part of that service and remember Irene and the joy that she was to us here when she was able to be with us in church. And the Jackie, Reverend Jackie Gavin, who is a member of our congregation, will be leading the service on that day. Joe, I think, is still happy to give baskets out to anybody who would like to do a flower arrangement for the windows for the Easter Day service. So if you'd like to do a flower arrangement, have a word with Joe after the service. This coming week, Easter week, Holy Week, on Thursday at 7 o'clock on the church steps, we have the communion service, and that is led by Jackie. So again, please do come and join that very special service on Maundy Thursday. Easter Day, Barry is leading the service at 10:30, and he tells me this morning it's going to be traditional Easter hymns, but he is going to be interviewing some of the disciples to test out their stories. Is that right, Barry?
That's right.
So again, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful Easter Day service. I shall be down in Wales, but I will think of you all. thank you. Now the only thing that remains is to say thank you once again for the offerings that you make each week. Your generosity is quite overwhelming, and we do thank you for the offerings for God's work here in our church in Market Harborough and for our partner church in Targamores. Thank you so much. Do join us after the service for refreshments in the Jubilee Hall. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. I hope you don't mind me just mentioning Good Friday as well. We do have Churches Together does have an event on the square on Good Friday from 10:30 onwards. It's not a traditional service, so don't come expecting that, but please do come. It's more of a festival this year, with some live music and some testimonies, a big screen, and a live drama. So you're very welcome. Everybody's very welcome to come, and we would love to see you there. I've had the unauspicious job of liaising with the council, so which has been interesting to say the least. So do pray for good weather, because there's lots. If it's windy or if it's raining, then that causes problems with health and safety and gazebos and things. So, yeah. But thank you. It'd be lovely to see any of you who can make it on Friday at 10:30. I'm going to bring you now our second reading, so I'll just go over here. And this is the parable of the 10 minas. So we've actually, because we wanted the children to take part in the Palm Sunday bit, this actually comes after this bit that I'm going to read, but I'm sure you don't mind. So I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 19 and beginning at verse 11. Through to verse 27. So the parable of the 10 minas, or in some versions, the parable of the 10 servants. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king, and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' However, he was made king and returned home. And then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 10 more." "Well done, my good servant," his master replied. "Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities." The second came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 5 more." His master answered, "You take charge of 5 cities." Then another servant came and said, "Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." His master replied, "I will judge you by your own words. You wicked servant, you knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back I could have collected it with interest?" Then he said to those standing by, "Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas." "Sir," they said, "he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me." An interesting passage. We pray that God would reveal more to us in later on in the service as we contemplate those words. But praise be to God for them. We're going to come now to our prayers of intercession. So let us all come before the Lord in prayer. God of all, on this day of celebration and triumph, of palm waving and hosannas, we pause, as Jesus did and as the psalmist commands us, to cry out and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And indeed, not just Jerusalem, but the Holy Land, where you, the Prince of Peace, once walked and lived and loved and died for the peace, for the sake of the world. Lord, we ask that you bring your peace to that place and make us peacemakers. As Jesus wept over the city, we think of families today who weep for loved ones, those who have been killed or injured, those still held hostage, those whose homes and livelihoods have been destroyed. And we pray for peace to prevail. Lord, bring your peace, a lasting peace to the land of your birth, and make us peacemakers. In every place of conflict, whether far away or nearby, on our screens or hidden from view, we ask, Lord, that you would protect the vulnerable. And we pray again, Lord, that you bring your peace and make us peacemakers. We pray for those working in areas of conflict who bring food and shelter and healing to those in need, sometimes putting their own lives on the line. And for those working so hard to keep communities functioning during times of crisis. And we pray particularly today for the aid that waits to get into Gaza. We pray that it would get through to those who desperately need it, and we pray too for its fair and just distribution. Let us travel together and lighten the load. Lord Jesus, we pray for all those who give sacrificially of their time, their energy and their resources, whose lives are dedicated to serving others. May we be servant-hearted as we work in our own ministries to bring your love, your light, and your peace to people in our local community. And we pray for those in our local community who need our unconditional love and service, those hurting from broken relationships, children and adults whose lives are bereft of love and hope. And we thank you especially today, Lord, for our local beacons of hope. The Bower House, the Jubilee Food Bank, the Cube, and many other family and community-based projects working together to serve our town and its surrounding area. Give wisdom to those who manage these services as they continue to adapt their ways of working in these days of ever-shrinking resources and challenging times. Let us travel together and lighten the load. We pray for any who are ill, those who have died, and those who are anxious or grieving. And Lord, we bring this congregation, this church family before you now, and we pray as their search for their next minister continues, we pray that you would be with them. We pray that you would bless them, that you would give them unity and make them strong together, and that you would call the right person to come and lead them in this fellowship. And so to ourselves, Lord, as we all strive to become more like Jesus, loving Father, help us to remember that we will encounter bumps and obstacles along the way, and that the race is not for the swift, but for those who endure to the end. So may your Spirit restore and renew us in the coming days as we continue our journey with you. Keep us abiding in you, Lord, in the busyness of life, in the uncertainties of these times. And above all, we pray that at the start of this holy week, we might be Easter people, laying down our lives to serve others, bringing the hope of the cross and of resurrection. Lord, be with us as we travel together. In the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus, hear our prayers this morning. Amen. Amen. We're going to say together now the Lord's Prayer, which is on the screen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to stand and sing another Palm Sunday hymn now, Mission Praise 580, if you're using a book. Ride on, ride on in majesty. Let's stand and sing. Thank you.